Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Welcome back to the Roundtable. Here at the Hyde Collection next week, Dr. Bruce Robertson, professor of art history specializing in American art 1700 to 1945, and director of the Art, Design, and Architecture Museum at the University of California, Santa Barbara, will present a lecture, O'Keeffe, Abstraction and Nature. It will take place Sunday, June 30th at 2 o'clock. Bruce Robertson is the co-author of Georgia O'Keeffe and Abstraction and an essay, Georgia O'Keeffe and Nature, in the catalog for this exhibit, Modern Nature, Georgia O'Keeffe and Lake George. It's a great pleasure to welcome Dr. Bruce Robertson to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure.
You'll be coming to town on June 30th to talk about O'Keeffe and Abstraction and Nature. And I guess when you look at this exhibit that is taking place at the Hyde, certainly nature is a huge part of this exhibit and ultimately of her work as a whole, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Nature's at the very core of what O'Keeffe's about, and how she approaches nature and how she understands nature. I think there's a fundamental core that stays with her entire life, but of course it changes in response to the place that she's in. So the show actually investigates how she's responding to Lake George.
You write an essay in the catalog for this exhibit, which is fascinating. Talk a little bit about her relationship to Lake George and that artistic response to the beauty of this great American lake.
Well, you know, it's fascinating. I came up last summer because I'd never been up to Lake George before. And Aaron Coe, the chief curator, took me around, and we went up to what remains of the farm where she and Stieglitz had their summer retreat. And I was struck, you know, as any visitor is, by the views of the lake. You know, the lake is what it's all about. But until that point, my knowledge of O'Keeffe at Lake George was through her paintings. And her paintings present something very different. Her paintings are often of things she's picked up, leaves and apples and rocks and, you know, the stuff near at hand or at trees. She doesn't very often do the conventional thing that everyone who loves beauty and nature does when they go to Lake George, which is stand and look out across the lake. And she was in a prime spot for that because she's up a hill looking out. Stieglitz photographs that view a lot, and O'Keeffe doesn't. So it forced me to think about how O'Keeffe both understands nature and understands Lake George. And, you know, as she does so often, she does the different thing. She does the unconventional thing. She turns her back on what you expect her to do and looks in another direction.
And there also seems to be, in many of the paintings, a relationship that she's exploring, the relationship between the mountains and the lake, and how they almost a call and response to one another.
Yes, I think that's beautifully put. She is, you know, you think of the lake as this kind of calm, reflective surface, and this sense of vista that that any body of water gives you. I live by a body of water by the Pacific Ocean here in Santa Barbara, and it's one of those things that you always do. You stand and you look out at the Channel Islands. But she starts producing paintings where, because underneath them there's this sense of abstraction always, that the land and the water are not just mirror reflections of one or the other, but as you just said, are kind of a call and response. They're sort of one half each of, say, a bivalve clamshell. You know, it's that kind of relationship, the two meeting each other, which is not a conventional understanding of water and land.
What you will be talking about on Sunday is abstraction and nature. And of course, the natural aspect is understandable, being Lake George and being in the Adirondacks. How much of her view of abstraction was fully intact during her time spent on Lake George and painting that?
Well, you know, there's a wonderful demonstration of that in the exhibition, the Jack in the Pulpit series, where, again, she's not out looking at the vista. She's looking at this little Jack in the Pulpit plant, and she does a little sketch of it, and then she does these two big monumental versions of it, and then she abstracts it down to simply the stamen, a completely abstract shape, which is one of her habitual abstract shapes that she invents when she first begins to do abstraction in 1915. So, and then she writes about Jack in the Pulpit. She'd been reflecting on her relationship with Stieglitz and her, you know, and the fact that he had created her fame. So in one sense, she was tied to him and she genuinely loved him. But on the other hand, he was betraying her left and right. And she recalled that her very first painting lesson when she was in grade school was of a Jack in the Pulpit from a very narrow-minded art teacher. And so in the Jack in the Pulpit series, she makes this beautiful connection between her biographical past, her current psychological biographical relationship situation, where she is in Lake George, this foundation of abstraction. And when you look at it, what you look at when you see these paintings is just this these beautiful patterns in relationship to this natural form which she abstracts. And then as you understand her and her biography and her psychology more, you start realizing how complex it is. So abstraction is always there. It goes right back to the root of how she became an independent artist. You know, as with O'Keeffe, these simple surfaces are always conceal something quite complicated.
And when you talk about that complication and also the psychological, do you think anything has to do with the relationship to Stieglitz in the sense of even compared to his art, which is photography and a mirror image of you, if you will, mm-hmm. of this beautiful view. And to take it and ultimately have control and make it your own?
I think that's a very, very good question, very smart question. And I think what you're implying is right, that she learns a lot from Stieglitz, both about cropping things, about how to look at things, how to frame things, about the way the photograph is ultimately just an abstract arrangement of chemicals and molecules on a piece of paper. It's as flat as a thing as you can possibly get. But then she makes it her own. And you can actually see her looking at motifs that Stieglitz is doing and then making them into her own work. As you can see Stieglitz responding to what she's doing and feeling competitive with her, I don't see O'Keeffe as somebody who's competitive. She's so independent and she just goes ahead and does what she's going to do. I can see Stieglitz being competitive. I always have the sense of O'Keeffe as this very, very centered, calm person. And how trying, how wonderful Stieglitz must have been to her and for her, but how utterly exhausting and trying he must have been at the same time. Which in a funny kind of way, is what Lake George is to her. You know, because she's got the whole Stieglitz clan around her. It exhausts her completely. But at the same time, it's this beautiful place of refuge. And you see this in her written comments. You know, she has this kind of love-hate relationship with the place. Which she actually translates into color terms. You know, she loves red, she hates green, and then she plays with it in her painting. So again, it's this complicated reaction to Lake George, which is, you know, the reaction of an inhabitant. You know, she's not just a visitor. She knows the place.
This exhibit is a survey, a selection of 58 paintings. When you look at this work, how do you think it fits in, or how we should take it when we consider her entire body of work?
Well, I think the show is groundbreaking, and I think Aaron, and with the help of Barbara Bulow-Lyons, who's the former curator at the O'Keeffe Museum, but I think Aaron's impulse is exactly right, and the show demonstrates what she wanted to demonstrate, which is that Lake George, which tends to be written out of O'Keeffe's history, it's this kind of way station until she gets to be who she really is when she finds herself in the Southwest. If you look really closely at the Lake George paintings and you think about them clearly, you realize that she couldn't have gotten to the Southwest without Lake George. She couldn't have become the painter she becomes without Lake George. She couldn't have painted the flower paintings without her experience at Lake George. So Lake George becomes this kind of crucible or cradle, which really forms her as the major painter and the innovator and the beautiful artist that she is.
Bruce Robertson is professor of art history, specializing in American art, 1700 to 1945, and director of the Art, Design, and Architecture Museum at the University of California in Santa Barbara. He'll be presenting a lecture, O'Keeffe, Abstraction and Nature, on Sunday, June 30th at 2 o'clock. You can go to hydecollection.org for more information. hydecollection.org for more information. Bruce Robertson, a great pleasure. Thank you very much for spending time with us this morning.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Thank you so much. Again, you can find out more information at hydecollection.org. You're listening to the Roundtable's live broadcast from the Hyde on WAMC.